Bonjour, I am Sandrine, your host for this podcast. Together, we will learn about the infinite quantum and galactic realms so we can embody more of our multidimensionality and accelerate our ascension.
The fear ponton actually gives us two different numbers. The first number is the number two. And the number two is the expression of choice. And it is important as a sovereign human being to understand that we always have the option to choose yes or to choose no. And that we do not need necessarily to place any weight on that. You know, if we start placing too much weight on I must choose yes or I must choose no, sometimes it's because we still have belief systems that are limiting us. So we do that work. So this yes or no, this option pantan is actually literally this. The fear is a portal of evolution. Because growth resides beyond our fears. Growth, any kind of growth, resides beyond our comfort zone. So when this energetic quantum fear comes in as feeling uncomfortable because change comes, it shows that change is there. Therefore, we are called somehow to step outside of our comfort zone. And therefore, there is a fear portal that we can work with. Yes. And then we're like, yeah, fuck yeah. Fear portal. I love it. And then we observe the fear portal. It's like, okay. So I have two options now. I can choose to see the fear. And I like to literally visualize the center of the fear portal fractal. So the fear portal is a fractal. And inside the fear portal, there is the center point. Remember, the center point is my heart. It is my soul. So I can choose consciously to penetrate, to go through that fear portal, through my heart, basically through trust. So I choose evolution. I choose growth. I choose to see the fear and do it anyway, basically. I choose to concentrate my energy around trust and confidence and my soul's anchor. And there I can repeat my soul's anchor because I'm kind, because I'm powerful, because I'm generous, because I'm loving, and because I'm always, always supported by the universe. I have this faith in me and it's there. So that is the option one. We see the fear portal. We know that our comfort zone is being challenged somehow, and we choose evolution. Sometimes we have to take a conscious choice to actually really work through a pretty deep fear, a fear that has been there for a long time. And because it is there, it is creating a reaction in our limbic brain, the reptilian brain, right? And this reaction is stress and anxiety. It's basically fight or flight response. Therefore, our stress level, our cortisol level is going to increase. This is why the quantum key of relaxation is so crucial, my friend, because if we are in a relaxed state, our nervous system is going to balance itself out very easily, or much more easily, depending on how wired that is, and we'll be able to basically do that with a lesser degree of nervous reactions. This is important. This is very important. Why is this so important? Because, my friend, if you're going to start facing a fear that has been there for a long time, that you don't work on resetting, relaxing your nervous system, basically the intensity increasing in your physical body is going to reduce your ability to think clearly to start with, but also to receive your channeled information. It's going to prevent you from taking the highest decisions because everything is on high alert. So we do not want to go through the fear portal when we are highly stressed and anxious. This is when we start doing the work and we choose the second option. When this happens, we choose the second option with a conscious clarity purpose of I'm going to relax first. And I'm going to educate myself on this. I'm going to educate myself on this. Therefore, I can rewire my programs. I can rewire my brain already. My human is kind of more on board. It's kind of like, why do I want to do public speaking? Like, it's terrifying me. If it's terrifying me, I'm not going to go on a stage tomorrow because I want to evolve and go through this freaking fear portal, right? No, I know that I choose to eventually going through this fear portal of public speaking because I know it's part of my mission. I know it's part of my evolution. And these opportunities are coming. I'm thinking about it a lot. I'm admiring people who do that. So it is creating a lot of stress right now. Just thinking about it, I sweat and I'm short of breath. Okay, great. I'm receiving information from my physical body. My physical body is telling me you're not ready yet. So instead of being disappointed and feel like, because when we are like that, we are in the lower fractal. When in the lower fractal, we are not centered. We reside in our frequency. We are not here to reside in our frequency, right? So when we observe that we are not ready because our nervous system is really all over the place, when we think about, you know, facing that fear, we do the work, we relax for as long as it needs. It can be 1 day, 1 week, 1 month, 1 year when it comes to certain fears, okay? And we also educate ourselves. So for example, for me, I love swimming in the cold sea, right? And for a long time to start with, I was not that person, but I knew it was coming a lot in my field. I was thinking about sea swims. That was over 2 years ago now. And I was really called to do that, but I had all of these fears and also like these dislikes, right? So I started educating myself. I read about, you know, the benefit of cold swims, especially in the sea, of cold therapy and so on. And I also started realizing that where I live, there is actually nothing dangerous in the sea. So even if I don't like the idea of having algae and fish around me, like I'm not going to die ever in New Zealand, especially where I live here, because there's nothing dangerous. So basically, I reassured my human. I calmed my human. And then I started doing it and I loved it. And when I was asked by my actuarians to swim in the sea at 6 a.m. in the morning, as soon as I moved here, I was like, oh, I don't really know about that. I went for a walk on the beach and I swear, like first test of the universe comes, full of jellyfish. There were jellyfish everywhere in the water and on the sand. And I was supposed to start at 6 a.m. the day after. And I was like, fuck, I don't want to be stung. I don't like it. I'm scared of jellyfish, you know, because I was stung when I was little. Okay, so how can I work around that? I was in this process at the beach. How can I work around that? I was guided to swim in the sea every day and I actually do like it and I can see the benefit of it. I'm not quite sure like why, but I know there is a much bigger picture to that. So I align to the fact that this is my highest intention, is to align to this and to peer through to my fears. So what I did is what I started talking to the people on the beach. And the first lady I talked to was like, oh, is this a normal situation to have jellyfish here? Literally, she told me it has never, ever happened. We have never had jellyfish here. Nobody knows why. But all of a sudden, they appeared overnight. And I was like, oh, the universe did that just for me to test, to test my readiness for this growth. And I was like, yes, I like that. I like that. And I didn't say that to the woman, of course. It's a bit woo-woo-whack on the beach. But I was like, okay, first test. So I know that this came here to see if I'm ready to actually swim in the sea. Okay, now I just need to know if they're actually sting or not, because I know that this is a temporary issue. So basically, chances are, if I swim, even if they're there, they're going to be gone in the next couple of days because they're never here. So then I found other people, and from a distance, I could see them playing in the water, a father and his son. I was like, huh, they're the only ones playing in the water, and it's full of jellyfish, and they don't seem scared. So I started walking. As I started walking, they started coming out of the water, literally carrying jellyfish everywhere. And they were laughing. It was like, oh, look at them. They're also awesome, so soft. And basically, they don't sting at all. I talked to them, and they was like, no, they're completely inoffensive. It's lots of them. They're inoffensive. It's like, okay. So now, basically, my human has zero argument into, you know, going to go to swim. The last argument I had was it was going to be dark because the actuarians to start with wanted me to go at 6 a.m., like 6:30 a.m., like no kidding. So I was like, okay, tomorrow I will do it. And the day after, I did it. I went, and it was really dark, and I was really scared because I thought, oh, it's lack of DCL, kind of, oh. But I still did it because I had trained my human, and I had taken the choice, like, I'm not going to die from this. I'm not going to get stung. Basically, like, the worst case scenario that can happen, I think it's gross. And as I was swimming, I could feel them. I could feel them around me. And all that I did is that nature is my friend. Like, the universe has my back. Earth has my back. All of them, they are actually living creatures. You know, they have their own state of consciousness. So I'm learning to move in darkness through other consciousness, with other consciousness. So I did that, and I felt like a freaking warrior. I can tell you, the amount of confidence that I gained from that one experience shifted me in a new timeline. Only the day after, I went back, no more jellyfish. And then I decided to go later because at dark time, it's unpleasant. But at least I had done all that way. I had done the hardcore thing, relaxing my nervous system, relaxing myself, reassuring my mind that I was not in actual danger. Then I did it. And the effect has been like 3 months. It's absolutely tremendous, you know, on so many multidimensional levels. So I'm sharing this with you because you will observe that life comes like that as a test. And it doesn't mean that you are the wrong path or that you are on the right path. It's experiences that are unpleasant arise. It simply is that life sees you. The amazing life sees you having such a strong devotion to your spiritual path. And life is like, great, great. She has so much devotion. We're going to bring her all that she needs to really test her and see how ready she is to take the aligned actions needed. And the aligned actions needed, they are simply observing what arises and choosing our reactions consciously.
If you enjoyed this episode, you will love Fractal Alchemy 5D Quantum University. Please visit my website sandrines.com for more information.